created what's called the Bloom Philosophy to teach other healthcare providers. What's at the center of the Bloom Philosophy? What are you trying to teach and spread?
Seeing people, seeing them. I think if you see your patient as a problem, see what I'm saying, or a malady, you're not going to see them. We had a patient come in today 30 minutes late. And if you step back again and watch the movie, I'm taking care of a patient I can see out the window. She's struggling out of her car with her stroller, you know, and she's struggling, she's stressed out, you know, and she comes in and my team is adept to say, like, look at it. She got a baby ready. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, she got the baby ready. She got herself ready. The baby is like maybe 3 weeks old. So this is all new for her. Mm-hmm. Have some humanity. You know what I'm saying? And I think for providers, understanding that, saying that there's nothing that can be done, how damaging, there's always something that can be done. Unless you're in like hospice or something, there's something we can do. You know, so offering those things, I think, is critically important to give. I like to empower people instead of just saying, be dependent on me, you know, and I think it's critically important that we have the discussion of applying something that works to help women be able to stay on the job, be able to take care of their kids and put their pants on, like something as simple as putting their pants on and not having their partner put their pants on. It sounds stupid, but it really wears on you. You know, it makes life is already hard enough. Add that you can't put your pants on, you know, or carry your other child that you love so much. There's some in treatment rooms. I always encourage people to hang out with me because sometimes women will say, like, I wish I had never gotten pregnant again. This is so hard. My husband's mad at me. My boss thinks I'm a loser. I can't do my job anymore. This is how we treat women. And I think as the mother of two daughters that were born, I it's wrong. And if I can stop that as much as I can, that's what I was put on earth for. And that's what keeps me doing it.
Yeah, it's the hardest job in the world and the most important job in the world at the same time. Is the Bloom Philosophy, is that something that you teach or is there a certification program or how does that work?
Yeah, so I developed a certification program and trademarked it. So originally I just wrote the book, you know, What You Don't Expect When You're Expecting, sort of a tongue-in-cheek sort of thing of, I'm very aware of my own mortality. It sounds weird, but I think growing up with a mom who majored in gerontology, you know, that's in my associate's degree is in gerontology, but like, I'm acutely aware of the finality of my life. So to share that knowledge, you know, of 22 years was really important. And to have somebody that doesn't feel understood. And then during COVID, I realized instead of getting upset with other providers for telling women that, why not teach them? So I used to just teach chiropractors and patients. So during COVID, I started turning my sights on empowering and educating medical doctors, physical. There's seven different professions that need continuing education for pregnancy. Why not help them give their patients resources on the best sports medicine care that we can apply safely to pregnancy? So it's evolved into a set of tenets to the education behind as much as I can share with them safely. And I've had it vetted by OBGYNs, you know, because it's a lot of, they carry a lot of risk, midwives, to make sure what I'm giving them is sound and safe. That's why it took me 3 years to write that book. It took me 6 months to write the book and then 2.5 years to wait for them to get it back to me. But anyway, you know, I'm learning a strategic coach. I'm in their 10X program. It's critically important that there's different learning styles to reach people, you know, and a lot of people don't have the attention span. So how do you cater to that to get the information quickly that they can apply in their busy life?
Yeah. Strategic coach, one of the top entrepreneurial coaching programs in the world. And gosh, so many amazing people in that organization. I'd love for you to talk a little bit more about that book. You know, I think we all bought What to Expect When You're Expecting when we all had, you know, when we all, you know, got pregnant as couples. But what are a couple things that we don't expect when we're expecting?
So basically what it is I developed six villains of pregnancy, the most common villains of pregnancy. So there's the ones that you expect, which is Linda low back pain, Sally sciatica, Peggy pubis, which is the fun one. And then there's Helen headache, Rebecca rib pain, and Wendy wrist pain. So this is six most common. There's definitely other things, but I did the 6 most common things that affect and ruin women's pregnancies, made them into cartoons, and made the women the superheroes of their own journey of how to fight these and kick them out of town, and how, what they're doing to invite them into town that they may not expect, and how to kick them out and keep them out for good. So it's a lot of, so it's basically stretching, massage, exercises, what to do, what not to do. And then emergencies, giving a little hat tip to being a paramedic. And then I've asked experts on yoga, doula, all these things that they can consider options, which help fit them. And then I've written 2 other books, one for partners, so that, because people don't look at the partner either, who's changing, and they're all focused on the woman and the baby, you know, and they're, as a dad, you're changing. So empowering and educating and helping them be the best for their partner and helping, so they don't feel so isolated, you know, so they can go through it together. And then also a book on the 4th trimester, which is after the baby. There's a whole set of things where the villains come back, you know, for their own reasons. So it's just, I think, normalizing it without, my tagline is pregnancy pain is common and not normal. I want to demystify it and to help people understand there's a lot, like something as simple as heat. Like if somebody slaps heat on something, you better be sure that you're putting it on the right thing. Cause I used to say putting heat on something is like saying something about your husband's mom. It feels great in the moment, but then you sort of pay later. Like they get that, where they're sort of like, oh, it feels really good to say that, but like then your husband doesn't talk to you for a couple of days. So, you know, heat feels good, you know? So it's just like using those sort of quirky analogy. I think when we talked a month ago, my new book is called Why Does My Kitty Still Hurt? And it's shaped like a kid's book, like a children's book. It's for OBGYN offices, because I wouldn't go into a waiting room and pick up a book about pubic pain because you'd be embarrassed to be reading it. But if I would pick up a book with a cute cat on the front of it that looks like a kid's book, and then you can learn about what your pubic pain is from and how to fix it. A lot of the parents are laughing in my office because their kids start reading it. There's nothing bad in there, but they're not expecting that it's a book about pubic symphysis dysfunction. But I have a quirky sense of humor and I love analogies, and I have profound ADD. So I sort of channel that into quick bites of things that people will remember, or hooks, so that they can remember, oh yeah, I'm not supposed to use heat. You know, instead of just saying that, you know, providing a little bit of humor with that.
Yeah. It seems like there's a lot of shame. There's a lot of, you know, not talking about stuff, but it's so refreshing that you are just laying this stuff out there and saying, hey, let's talk about this stuff and let's help solve it. Dr. Brandy, I'd love for you to talk maybe to that pregnant woman out there, because until you go through pregnancy, it's a completely foreign thing for everyone. But in terms of empowerment and you know, sort of embracing that role and becoming an advocate for yourself, what's your best advice for a woman who is maybe pregnant for the first time? What would you have appreciated someone telling you at that point in your life?
I wish I had learned to listen to myself a lot more. Like I'm a huge advocate, and I'm a person that will ask for help. And that's what your professionals are there for. Lean on people that have been there. I had a patient today that brought the patient that was late, that has a 3-week-old. She was in my office with contractions every 5 minutes, and the strength of women, she was crying and she's like, I can't do this. I'm not going to be able to do this. And I was like, you've done this 3 times before. She said the energy from me knowing that I had done it twice before, do you know what I'm saying? And the massage therapist was in the room, she's a mom, just that leaning on people that don't shame you, you know, and don't discount your feelings. You know, pregnancy is a very loaded journey because everything's changing. And that's why I named my company Bloom, because I get such intense pleasure watching somebody change. I love personal growth. Like I'm a personal growth junkie, but it's such an intense track where somebody starts out being very sort of selfish and self-centered. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like go for that in your 20s, but like they totally change, you know, and it's these little subtle changes every visit. Like they immediately change when they find out they're pregnant, where it's like, oh, stuff's getting real. But to watch the strength grow and watch them grow. And I think the same thing with business is we go through such, when you go through hard stuff, right? It's so beautiful. Just like we talked about being a paramedic, there's such beauty and struggle because on the other side, you know, is we know the baby's definitely worth that, but the changes that you make and the strength that you showed throughout that is so beautiful to overcome. It's one of the most painful things in life, you know, and there's nothing that's precious without pain. And same thing with your business. When you overcome and you do the work and you hang in there, right? And you endure, the beauty on the other side is totally worth it.